Well, Sarah Eugene is the manager of culinary and wellness services, compliance and finance department at Minneapolis Public Schools. And the mission of MPS's culinary and wellness services is to nurture all children through access to quality food and active living. And Sarah is here with us to talk about educational benefits, a topic that we've talked about quite a bit in recent years. And the time for families to apply for ed benefits is right now. So, Sarah, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right into it. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Minneapolis Public Schools and, you know, what you like about your job with culinary and wellness services and how that's been for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the culinary and wellness department's finance and compliance manager. And with all the different meal programs that we offer here in MPS, so we do breakfast, we do lunch, we do after school snack, we do supper programs, we do fresh fruit and vegetable programs, and even serve out at the parks and then do summer food as well. So all of those different programs come with their own set of rules and regulations. So it's sort of my job to keep all that straight. And make sure that we are doing what we are supposed to do so we can fulfill our mission, which is increase access to quality food for our students.
So let's talk.
I love everything about my job.
Yeah, I would imagine it sounds like it. Really exciting stuff. Let's talk about educational benefits. We've had you on with us in years past to talk about this subject. It's such an important time of the year for everybody to apply, but what exactly are educational benefits and what makes them so important?
Yeah, absolutely. So educational benefits, a sort of broad definition is going to be like programs or funding that are going to help with educational expenses. But really, they're divided into three categories, right? So you have your individual household benefits. Those are going to be benefits specific to that household or that family or that student. Examples of those would be reduced or free like athletic fees or testing fees. If you have some older high school students that are taking the ACT or the SAT, you know, reduced fees for that. And then we have the school-based funding. So that's going to be funding that is specific for your school to really help with educational expenses. So a lot of times we see those funds go to additional student support, so positions such as teachers or some of our support professionals or social workers. And then finally, we have our educational benefits that are really community-based. And so that is where we see our community partners. We work together. So as crazy as it might sound, families and households completing this application for educational benefits actually helps us serve meals in our parks and in our libraries and in different locations throughout Minneapolis through the summer or after school food as well. So they all really work together to sort of help our households, our schools, and our communities be the best they can be.
So if I'm a head of a household, let's say, and I have a child that goes to an MPS school, but maybe I'm not sure if I qualify for ed benefits or not. Why do you think it's still important to fill out an application regardless of whether or not I qualify?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So there's two reasons. One, we aren't going to know. We at the district here, we're not going to know if you don't qualify unless you complete an app, right? So we don't know what we don't know. And we're not going to make any assumptions as far as who's going to qualify, who's not going to qualify. So just knowing is really important for us, because if we have a lot of households and families that don't complete an app, we just don't know. And also we do a lot of outreach to families who have not completed an app. So if your household does your part and completes that app, we'll spend less time doing our outreach and we can really focus on what our mission statement is with our department and with our district. And that's increasing that access to food for our kids.
We're talking with Sarah Eugene. She is the manager of culinary and wellness services, compliance and finance department of Minneapolis Public Schools. The time to apply for educational benefits is right now. If you are a family and have a child that goes to an MPS school. So, Sarah, you kind of alluded to this a little bit already, but what are the benefits for families and Minneapolis Public Schools if we can get everybody to apply for ed benefits?
Yeah, so we really see the more families and households that complete the app, the more that our benefits increase, right? Because again, we're capturing families that might not think that they qualify, and they do, and then we just have a better overall view of who qualifies, the more people that actually fill it out. And so those benefits, again, at the household level are going to be specific to that household. Testing fees, athletic fees. Another household benefit would be like reduced cost internet access, make it easier for your kids to do their homework, connect to, you know, your Wi-Fi. And then the school benefits are going to be funding that goes specifically to your school to help support our students be the best that they can be.
And where can families find the application? And what exactly is that deadline that we've been talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple different places where families can complete the app. We would strongly encourage an online app or an app. So we've actually switched culinary and wellness software programs, this year. And so in the past, you might, the words Titan or Link Connect might be what you associated with, but we've actually switched to a different program called School Cafe. So you can find that direct link for that online application in School Cafe from our website. You also, on MPS's homepage, you're going to get a pop-up that will direct you right to there. If you fill that application out online, it's www.schoolcafe.com. And the great thing about the online app, or there's a School Cafe app in on your phone, if you want to download that, you can fill out the app right in the app. And that's going to give you immediate processing. And so you're going to know right away, am I eligible for benefits? You're going to have a copy of your benefits letter if you do qualify for benefits, because a lot of these educational benefits ask for proof that families are eligible. And so you'll have that letter right there on your phone or right there in your email. You can also still complete a paper app if you're more comfortable with that. You can find our paper applications in the front desks, the offices of schools. And also we're going to do a mailing with a paper application early on in September here. So that will be coming to households that don't have an application on file. You'll also get a paper application in the mail. So there's a number of different ways that you can complete the app. Whichever one you're more comfortable with will work for you.
And of course, we want everybody to apply now or as soon as they possibly can. But what would you say is a deadline or what's a date to kind of target to let everybody know, hey, it's kind of go time if they really want to apply for ed benefits?
The deadline for the benefits specific to count towards your school or for the community-based benefits is going to be December 15th. But that's going to be here before you know it, right? You know, summer is over. Summer just started and it's over. And so yeah. And it's about to be September, and pretty soon it's going to be December. And this time of the year just goes really fast. So we'd encourage families to complete the application as soon as possible, because that December 15th is really going to roll around pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's like you just blink and all of a sudden,
exactly,
here's mid-December before you know it. That's kind of how this summer is going. We were talking before we went on the air here about just how fast this summer went, and already we got kids coming back to school and everything next week. Last thing for you, can you share a little bit more about the Fill the Form campaign and what that's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Fill the Form is the Minnesota Department of Education's new outreach campaign to try to get all households with students in Minnesota schools to fill out the form. So here at MPS, we've been really emphasizing that message for the last couple of years. You know, we have our little tagline, every family, every year. And Fill the Form is really just the state's overarching campaign to try to do the same thing that Minneapolis has been trying to do for the last couple of years. And that's capture as many benefits as we can for our state so we can support our students to be the best they can be.
Awesome. And lastly, anything else families should know? We talked about the deadline being December 15th to apply for ed benefits. Anything else you'd like families of MPS to know?
Yeah, just if you have any issues as you're completing the app or you have any questions, you can reach out directly to our department. We're always happy to help. Our contact information is right there on our website, so you can give us a call. You can shoot us an email. If anything comes up, we're more than happy to help you out.
Awesome. Sarah Eugene, Manager of Culinary Wellness Services, Compliance and Finance at Minneapolis Public Schools. Sarah, thank you so much for the time. The time is now to apply for ed benefits.
Absolutely.
If you have not done so already. And that, as we talked about, that December 15th deadline will come up pretty quickly. So the time is now to apply. Sarah, thank you so much for the time today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and have a great rest of your day.